Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Biting into a breakfast banana is made a lot more upsetting if there are slimy marbles inside. Fruit production is centered around the production of fruit, surprisingly, but the thing that nobody wants in their fruit is seeds. Most commercial fruits are bred to be seedless, and the customers rejoice. The reason behind this is sometimes due to extensive crossbreeding, sometimes due to the chromosomes of the plant, which lead to seeds that don't properly develop. When consuming fruits and vegetables, it's pretty clear why seedless varieties are preferred. Ease of eating and less food preparation are a big benefit. You might be wondering if seedless cherries are possible. While the breeders might be able to manipulate cherry seeds, the pit is actually something else. So how do some fruits have no seeds or minimal seeds? The process of a fruit to develop with partial or no fertilization is called parthenocarpy. A fruit that is not properly fertilized will obviously not have viable seeds. But in the case of banana and other fruits as well, the reason comes down to genetics. For banana and watermelon, this is because of triploidy. Ploidy levels in fruit are very common, but seem strange in a human context. Ploidy refers to how many copies of each chromosome a fruit has. For humans, we have our pairs of chromosomes, sort of in an X shape. So this means our 23 chromosomes make the 23 pairs, with the 23rd pair determining our sex characteristics. In fruit, the higher the ploidy level, the more copies of a chromosome, and the more pairs they have. Strawberries have 8 copies of every chromosome, for 4 pairs. The bananas and watermelons that are triploid have 3 copies, meaning 1 pair and an extra. Because of the odd number of chromosomes, when they divide and form their reproductive cells, they're unbalanced, which leads to non-viable seeds and pollen. The non-viable seeds are great for consumers, but the non-viable pollen can be a problem. The bananas we eat don't require pollination, developing through parthenocarpy. Watermelons do need pollinated, and the triploid pollen isn't viable. This means a seeded variety is needed to provide proper pollination. But how does a seedless watermelon even develop, one might ask? It happens just like a mule. Horses and donkeys both have different but even numbers of chromosomes, so the offspring gets an odd number, leading to sterility. That's how it works in watermelons. The parents of the seedless watermelon were a diploid, 2 copies, and a tetraploid, 4 copies. Their reproductive cells give the offspring 1 and 2 copies, respectively, leading to a triploid. Now this seed is viable, but when it goes to divide and make seeds itself, they are unbalanced and therefore do not produce viable seeds. This leads to seedless watermelon.
This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.